This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
Welcome to Betting Weekly Extra Time European Edition. First up, many thanks to everyone who watched the show last week. Our best in terms of viewers. Tell your betting buddies, get them all on board. And if you tailed our picks last week, then you would have made a healthy return on your investment. You're with myself, Dan Robert, while senior handicapper Steve Wiss is, as ever, alongside me, defending his title yet again, Italian football journalist and broadcaster Daniele Fisichella. And the challenger this week is the editor of Football España and our man out in Madrid, Rory Barlow. And Steve, we shook it up last week in terms of bets. I think we've got to stress that variance does play a big part. Our handicappers have had some bad beats over the course of this season, but things obviously were a lot better last time out. We're still talking about a small sample size, but it feels like we're on the right track.
Good day to you all. And you're absolutely right, Dan. It was a fantastic show, the most profitable one of the year for the Euro show, most watched of the season as well. So thanks to everyone who's been liking, subscribing, watching the videos recently. Some fantastic content here on that Because We Win. And you know what? We shook it up with the format. We've opened the floor up to more bets. And, you know, when you give handicappers more creative freedom, you can expect good results, Dan. You know, it's not going to happen every week. But I think it was a fantastic show, and I think we're definitely moving forwards.
Yeah, Daniele was our champion, of course. Ballsy plays with lots of plus money picks, Daniele. And you've gone down the same route this week as well, but a reduced Italian card. Why is that?
Because there is the Italian Super Cup in Saudi Arabia. And, you know, ballsy play, well, I do like the big money. So do the Italian Federation, who took the Super Cup to Saudi Arabia. And congratulations to them. There is one more game to play. 8 million euros for the winners. Now, I can't guarantee you you're going to win 8 million euros with our bets. But hopefully you stay with us and enjoy the ride until it lasts.
Brilliant stuff. Rory, there were Saudi shenanigans for some Spanish sides last weekend, also taking a little bit of cash. But there's a full slate this week. Bit of pressure on Xavi at Barcelona, I've been reading. Is that fair? Do you think he's going to last the season? Is it just paper talk? What's the story there?
Yeah, well, to Daniele's point, it depends how much money you put on as to whether you can win 8 million. But yeah, no, Xavi Hernandez is definitely under pressure. They were beaten 4-1 by Real Madrid last week. Humiliating defeat, to be perfectly honest, because Barcelona just did not compete. They were never there. So yeah, Xavi's definitely under pressure. He probably lasts the end of the season by virtue of the fact that there's no one really else to take over. I mean, Rafa Marquez is the B team manager. He's the only real alternative.
Well, I do know somebody who's out of job this week. anyone comes to mind?
I did see Jose Mourinho touted in the Spanish papers, yes. But it was purely for reaction. There's just no way.
There's no way you could go there.
Is it?
Is there?
No.
Is there? No. There's surely, absolutely no. I mean, that would be incredible. We are going to talk Barcelona a little later. It is our big match preview. Comes up 12:30 Eastern on Sunday. They're away at Betis. Should be an interesting one. Just a reminder of the 2024 challenge. Four plays count. We've shaken it up, as Steve was pointing out. We've got a two-unit best bet. Same game parlay as well, which the boys nailed last week. And we'll squeeze in that big match preview as well for you. Steve's been in terrific form, of course, this season. If you've been following Steve's selections over the course of the season, then you will be in profit. We're going to kick off with Steve Wiss's best bet, two-unit play. We're going to go to the Bundesliga, Steve, 11:30 Eastern on Sunday, I think this is Gladbach against Augsburg. They are minus money favourites here. They were hot dog winners for you last week, Steve. I thought they were hanging on a little bit against Stuttgart at home. Then they got that late third. You are predicting another entertaining clash here.
Yeah, well, the two-unit play, I was a bit annoyed with myself for losing it. I won every other pick, but RJ, of course, beat me and the head-to-head with him.
Not only did you lose it, Steve, but RJ won it.
He did. And you know. I've got to say, well done to RJ for that pick. And I think looking back, I got it wrong, because with the two-unit play, you just called it my best bet. Last week I put the 2-unit play up as the bet that I thought had the best value. But I think going forward for me, it's going to have to be my most confident pick. And this is why I'm going back to the Bundesliga here for Borussia Mönchengladbach against Augsburg, over 3 Asian goals at minus 117. Gladbach are the team for goals this year. 16 out of 17 of their games have finished with at least 3 goals. And there's no fluke to that. They just play crazy, expansive football. Anything can happen in a Gladbach game. 7 times this season, they failed to win after leading. They've also mounted some great comebacks. It's just, they are the team to watch. They're becoming probably my favourite team, actually, in Germany. I mean, I don't really support a team in Germany, but I think Gladbach have to be on the list, them or Hoffenheim this season, the way they've treated me. I don't like them as a favourite. I don't like them as an odds-on favourite. The reverse fixture ended a 4-all draw. Augsburg are very much sort of middle of the road. Anything's possible with them. It wouldn't shock me. I nearly had the hot dog in the same match, actually. I like Augsburg's team total over 1.5, but the price isn't quite there. It's at plus 140. But I think Augsburg can get a couple of goals. Both teams can contribute. The weather's not quite as bad here on Sunday compared to like Friday, Saturday. There's a little bit of team news. Alessandro Play might be ruled out, but Jordan Sebaccio should come in. He's a big physical beast, a man with many names down the years, Dan. He's been called...
This is the American striker, isn't it?
Yeah. Jordan Sebaccio. Then he was known as Jordan Pefok. Yeah, and now, you know what he's known as now, don't
Go
you?
On.
Just Jordan.
Oh, that'll
Jordan.
Do. Just to confuse commentators.
He can get on the score sheet here, but I think it's going to be a great game to watch. Over 3 goals. I think it's at least 3 of those to get a push. And Gladbach, and don't be surprised if Augsburg gets something here. Or if Gladbach are, say, ahead. Whoever's ahead, lay them. Because they're not, neither side are good at keeping leads.
We should point out that I'm sure that Steve would have gone for a Mainz play, but it's a Friday play, and we're never quite sure when the show's going to come out. So we've banned Steve from playing Mainz. You would have gone unders again, I presume, Steve.
It's like...
If you get to this show, ladies and gentlemen, before the game kicks off, what would have been the play? Go on, quickly.
Under 2.5 goals, definitely. It would have been like... This would have been like 5 units.
Let's get to Daniele's first selection here. This is Roma against Verona. This is Saturday midday, minus 220. Verona plus 700. Roma very short and getting shorter. Draw plus 310. Daniele has already alluded to the fact that Jose Mourinho is the big story. It's one of those ones. I mean, from everything that I read and see on social media, he was fairly well liked by the supporters. So it was always going to be difficult whoever was going to come in after him. But there's probably only two that I can think of that would be okay to come in after him. And Daniele De Rossi, Daniele, is definitely one of them, isn't he?
Yeah, my fellow Daniele, of course, a Roman legend, played 18 years with them, limited experience on the bench, 17 games with Spal in Serie B, only 3 wins. But, you know, the Friedkin, the American owners, they're stupid. To keep the fans on side, they had to go with somebody that the fans would go right behind him, because the legacy and the hole that Mourinho has left is enormous. Yes, the results have been poor. Roma are down to 9th, lost 7 games in Serie A. But those European wins and that almost win against Sevilla will long live in the memory of the Roma fans. Look, Roma have sold out the Olimpico Stadium week after week. They've been a strong Roma side. They haven't managed to do that. So, you know, Mourinho is going to leave a very lasting legacy. But this is a tricky one, of course, for the Rossi. Only 5 days to prepare it. And the team that somehow has lost the sharpness, the cutting edge. But luckily for him, they are playing a team who's becoming the supermarket of Serie A, Verona. They already sold 6 players, and not just fringe players, the best players. The top goal scorer has gone, just going to Napoli. Heaton, Terracciano, Farahoni, Hongla. Dog was close to join Olympique Marseille. The deal collapsed, so they're going to sell it to Sassuolo because they do need the money. They need to make up 12 million. It's a shortfall in the finances. Can they keep fighting without their best players? Credit to them for winning 2 of the last 4, only lost 2 on the last 7. But this is going to be difficult because it's going to be intense. It's going to be emotional. Roma home are a good bet. They score in the last 24 games in all the competition. Dybala is back. He scored 17 goals at the Olimpico in front of the home crowd. So Dybala to score is always a good bet when Roma plays at home. And after all, you know, Roma normally do the job against struggling sides. I'm going to go for Roma Asian handicap -1.25, which pays +115. Now, if you're not familiar with the Asian handicap, means if the Roma wins only by one goal margin, you lose half a stake. So I'm being a little bit tactical here, unlike Jose recently.
can I add sort of a couple of things here?
Go on, then.
Because I've read a really interesting one on Twitter about Daniele De Rossi, who apparently said in a quote, I don't know when this was, when I see players these days do Instagram videos from the locker room, before a game, I want to take a baseball bat to the teeth to them. And secondly, I love your sort of thing about Verona being the supermarket of Serie A. Are they an Aldi or a Lidl, or are they a Waitrose, Daniele? Are they getting good money for these players or not?
I think they're an Asda. I'll say middle of the road. I mean, they're getting fair money for what they are selling. They're not selling any superstar, right? But you know, I think that they're getting enough for what they're selling.
That's Walmart, isn't it?
We're going to have to translate this into American
Costco or Walmart, maybe. I think.
they are stripping down the team. There's the risk. It's a team that last season got saved on the playoff against Spezia. Now they're stripping down. They're really playing with fire.
So Roma on the Asian handicap, -1.25 at +115. It's a shrewd play. Remember, Daniele got a push with his two-unit play last week. It's an interesting tactic with the big bets from Daniele, both last week and this week, and it contributed to a win, let's not forget, overall. Rory, Valencia Athletic Club, for you, first up with your two-unit play. And again, you've gone plus money here. This is an interesting one for me because Athletic Club have caught the eye because you look at the form tables, the six match, the eight match, and they are top of it. But Valencia are not far behind here, but you have gone for an away win. Talk us through your play.
Yeah, well, Mourinho is going to be less popular when Daniele De Rossi makes everyone realise that he's doing a crap job in Serie A with the squad he has. But one man who could not be more popular in Bilbao is Ernesto Valverde, who has his team. Now, I'll quote this from Imanol Aguacil, the Real Sociedad manager last weekend. He is in charge of the best team in Spain right now. Athletic Club are absolutely flying. They've been brilliant of late. They've won 7 of their last 8. They've conceded just 2 goals. Their defence is really good. They're quick. They can push up high. Nico Williams is the best winger in La Liga for me this season. They've got a really good team and they're playing very well. They're converting their chances. And they're against the Valencia side that, yes, they can be tricky to chew on. I think Valencia, they like getting in the way of sides and they like kind of slowing teams down, especially at home at Mestalla. But for me, these are two teams that are just on different levels. I mean, you look at that form table for Valencia, they've won 4 of their last 5, I think it is. But look at the wins that they had. Rayo Vallecano, who have been in pretty poor form. Villarreal, who have been dreadful of late. Cadiz, who are in dire straits. And Cartagena in the Copa del Rey, a second division side. So these are teams that middle of the pack sides want to be beating anyway. Whereas Athletic Club right now are playing kind of top 4 football. They're up to 3rd. And I think they're playing at different levels here. I think Valverde's side are really playing very well. And for me, the only real kind of risk here is that Athletic Club don't convert their chances. +114, Athletic to win, double stake on this one. That's where I'm going, Dan.
Yeah, ballsy play, Athletic Club to win away from home at Mestalla. Hot dogs in profit for the season and how? +1131 from 42 bets. A return on investment of 26.93. An unbelievable record. The vast majority is down to Steve, but Daniele, Rory has both contributed to this over the course of the season. We have got 3 more for you. We got 2 out of 3 last week. Steve, you've gone to Spain for yours.
The hot dog's doing really well, isn't it? I think we're at 26% ROI from 42 bets this season. It's gone really well. And my original hot dog is actually going to be a play soon in Germany, but I couldn't have it because of price. So I had to switch. Originally, I was going to go...
tell us what you're going to do.
Originally, I was going to do Villarreal against Mallorca over 2.25 goals.
Oh, have I put the wrong one?
No. Listen, hear me out. Originally, I was going to go over 2.25. Instead, I've changed it to a hot dog of over 3 Asian goals at +180 for this match. So, I mean, it's kind of the same thing, really, anyway, in a lot of ways. I'm going to need 3 goals at least for a cash. But look, this is one of those where you've got a crazy team in Villarreal who always get to loads of overs against a Mallorca team who are known for unders. And it's one of those where I'm just hoping that Villarreal suck them into a shootout. I've seen sides across the world who do this to teams. Even the most, you know, I've even seen like Tony Pulis and Sam Allardyce sides get sucked into this before. So I'm hoping that Villarreal are so tempting and tease them so much that Mallorca actually fancy a shootout for once. I noticed Mallorca actually played, was it like 12:30 or something, Rory, in Tenerife in midweek?
Yeah, they finished their game at 12:30.
Yeah,
what time did they get back? At 7 in the morning? Fly back to Villarreal.
I mean, Villarreal knocked out of that cup.
Why did they play so late?
Imagine the away.
Yeah, why was it so late? Why was that so late?
Well, in the Canary Islands, they're an hour behind Spain, kind of central time. So for them, it finished at 11:30, which, weirdly enough, in Spain is regarded as kind of a reasonable time for a football match.
Yeah, well, given that Rory sent his selections to me at 2:45 last night, I can understand that.
He was watching.
Pulling back the curtain there, Dan.
Steve, go on.
Reminds me. I think the most westerly team in Europe is in the Azores Islands. It's a team in Portuguese league, and the Canaries are not too. Might be even further away. Gil Vicente, is it? Santa Clara. That's it. Anyway, we're completely sidetracking here. So I was looking at Villarreal money line. They're plus money here. I think Villarreal win this game, but you can't trust them, can you? You just can't trust Villarreal because their defence is so poor. They can concede goals to anyone. And I think Mallorca will get on the score sheet here. I think both teams are going to score. I think we're going to get an over. And if it does go over, then over 3 goals Asian at plus 180 could look very big come the end of the game if we can get one of these wild Villarreal type of games. I mean, their games don't tend just to go over, Dan. They go way over. You know, it's 3-2s, it's 4-1s. 3-2 is a very popular scoreline with Villarreal games. I wouldn't want to put anyone off that. Mallorca, of course, do have a lot of unders this year. But against this sort of defence, a team that's so frantic, I will chance my arm here. This is definitely one of those where I'm not like mega confident, but I like the value of it, Dan, because I just Villarreal, whenever I see them, it's crazy, wild football. So over 3 goals Asian, plus 180. 3 goals exactly, we get a push.
10:15 on Saturday morning, 2:45 Saturday afternoon. We've gone an even higher goal line, Daniele, with Udinese Milan for your big price selection.
That's an over 3.25 goals plus 180. So playing again on the Asian handicap lines. Now, Milan are doing well, 4 points more compared to a year ago. They are unbeaten in 5 games in the league. Someone even suggests they are still in the title race. I think they're nowhere near that. But they don't have to throw the season away. You know, they start scoring more goals. Giroud, Adli, first goal in Serie A, Loftus-Cheek recently. But this is an interesting one because they travel to Udinese, who are struggling this season. They only won 2 games so far, but they scored in 14 out of 15 games that they played, and they had more shots than Fiorentina the weekend when they drew 2-2. Now, this is all about based really on the recent numbers. 4 of Milan last 7 Serie A matches feature over 3.5 goals. The last 4 home games of Udinese have all had 3 goals or more. And Milan is the team in Serie A whose games have ended with more games ending with over 3.5 goals, 9. So it is a game that suggests that unlikely Milan are going to lose this one to Udinese. I don't think they're going to lose back-to-back games to Udinese in a season, but unlikely it's going to finish 0-0. And probably, considering Milan having still a few deficiencies at the back, they might concede 1 or 2, especially on the break. Udinese it got smarter recently, but you can't overlook Milan firepower. So again, it's a risky one. Potentially, if there's only 3 goals, you lose half a stake. But I think it's worth going for it. Over 3.25 goals, plus 180.
Rory's got the biggest hot dog of the three. This could be a challenge winner if it comes off. Rory, this is Getafe to beat Osasuna.
Yeah, Getafe are plus 260 to beat Osasuna. And yeah, it's a little bit, I'm going out on a limb here, but Osasuna, they're just, everything is a struggle for them. It's as if, you can imagine kind of the big bad wolf trying to huff and puff and blow the house down. That's Osasuna trying to score goals right now. It takes so much for them just to kind of get to the box, get the ball in the box, that even trying to kind of, yeah, really get it over the line is a real, real task for them right now. They've not been awful of late, but 2 wins in their last 5. Again, look at those 2 wins. Almeria, who are the bottom side, Castellón in the cup, not big teams, teams they should be beating. And that's something that we've said about Osasuna all season, is that those lower half teams that are below them, they're the games that they've been winning all season. Teams that have been above them, they've not really been managed to kind of take too many points off them. Getafe have had a little bit of a wobble. They had that bizarre Rayo game where they had about three sending offs and just everything went crazy. They were well in control of that until things went wrong. They lost to Sevilla in midweek as well. That was their first home defeat since Bordalas had returned, I believe. But they've got Enes Unal back. They've won three of their last four away from home. That one that they didn't win was a 3-0 draw with Atletico Madrid. And if there's one difference between these two sides, one big, big difference, it's firepower. Getafe have got goal scorers in their team. They've got three or four. Borja Mayoral, I think he's third top in the goal scoring charts. That's why I'm going Getafe to win this one at plus 260.
Big price for the hot dogs. Three really good selections for the big price picks from the boys this week. Our big match preview this week centres on La Liga. It is Real Betis versus Barcelona. We think that this game might take the most in terms of handle over the course of the continental action. Obviously, a reduced Italian card and maybe not the big games in Germany that we've had in previous weekends. Betis plus 310 here, Steve. Barcelona minus 125. The draw plus 290. This is Sunday, 12:30 Eastern. Good time for US bettors. I mean, Barcelona obviously make the market here, Steve. The question for bettors here is are you going to play Barcelona? Or are you going to fade them? What's your thoughts?
I think I'd play them, actually. I've been looking at the... I've been doing some in-depth research in this game on the metrical side. I can't believe that their underachievement in front of goal this season is nearly 10 goals. But you'd expect the opposite with Barcelona, wouldn't you, down the years? On expected points, they're top of La Liga. You know, if we went with that, then their fans would be very happy. But it hasn't worked out for them in front of goal. And the likes of Lewandowski, Rafinha especially, very guilty for this. Both sides are actually really not converting their chances. Real Betis are another side who don't, you know, finish their opportunities enough. Isco, I think it's been pretty bad for it this year. Ayotze Perez. And I just got to think at some point, though, these players are... They're quality players, Dan, at the end of the day. They're not duds. Anyone can have a poor few months in front of goal. And sometimes you've got to use the phrase, form is temporary, class is permanent. At some point, you've got to decide, you know, what is actual form and what is actual class. But I think I like the goals here, you know. I think I'd go over 2.75 goals at minus, close to even money. That's the pick that I would go with. I think Barcelona have a good record against Real Betis down the years, so... I'd take them to do something. I just think if you look at the metrics, there's hidden goals in both teams and this underachievement cannot keep continuing.
As Steve was saying, Rory, Barcelona probably better than some of their results suggest, given those goal metrics. They've won a lot of games by just one goal, I think, haven't they? They had a huge run where they just weren't putting teams to bed, but still getting results. I mean, can you trust them at minus money? Do you try and play Betis on an Asian handicap? What's your thoughts on the money line on just a general match preview for this one?
Honestly, I've lost all faith in Barcelona. I think the atmosphere, the kind of swirling storm of bad vibes around Barcelona leads me to just kind of steer quite clear of them in terms of actual results. I don't think goals is a bad one, but like you say, I mean, they keep underperforming and in theory, it should have come around and corrected itself already. But yeah, the way Lewandowski is playing, the way that Barcelona keep missing big chances, it's bizarre. But again, I don't see necessarily something that's really going to change it. The way I'd be looking towards personally is cards. Over 3.5 is minus 375. Over 4.5, minus 165. Over 5.5 is at plus 115. That over 5.5 is something I like. Gil Manzano has been named as the referee for this game. He is wrongly or rightly very unpopular with Barcelona fans and Barcelona players for that matter. So he tends to book them. He tends to send them off quite a lot. So that's where I'd be tempted to head if I were betting.
Rory, what explanation can you give on why both teams are underachieved? Because all stats are useless without a reason, really, in my opinion. What would be a reason for it? I mean, is it just... variance or what?
Yeah, I mean, listen, for Barcelona, it's confidence. I mean, they're not confident. They don't take shots first time. They tend to dawdle over their chances. When they get those kind of crosses that flash across the box, they're just not putting them away. So for Barcelona, I think it's confidence. You look at their front line as well. Lewandowski is the only kind of real natural goal scorer they've got in there. So those other players aren't.
Is he done? Is Lewandowski done now?
I was just about to say that. Is that him done? Has he gone? He scored in his last three, but go on.
We've not seen very much evidence of him not being done in the last year, put it that way. But I mean, having said that, you look at this entire Barcelona team, pretty much everybody is underperforming. So if you look at it from that perspective, you'll say Lewandowski is a symptom of the problem. If you look at it from a kind of last year, you'll say that Lewandowski is the problem. And if he could actually put away some flipping goals, then Barcelona might not be in this hole.
Daniele, what's your take here? Betis good enough to grab a draw? Do you see Barcelona coming good and a little bit of regression, as Steve was suggesting? What's your take on Betis-Barcelona this weekend?
Betis certainly good at home. No defeats against Real Madrid, Girona, Atletico Madrid. They were in a bad run, got a good 1-0 win. They are sixth in the home table. They don't tend to hammer you, but they are good at slow rhythm. They got a good backbone. They can keep the ball well. I think they can give Barcelona a couple of problems. And of course, Barcelona, who got the tactic completely wrong against Real with Koundé and Araujo playing such a high line. But, you know, Barcelona away from home, so difficult to read. They got 17 points away from home, but haven't played against Real, Girona, Atletico Bilbao, Atletico Madrid. Good luck for them in the second half of the season. Very tough calendar. It looks like the next big defeat is around the corner for Barcelona, but hopefully it's going to be against Napoli in the Champions League. For me, Asian handicap plus 0.75 for Betis. I don't think Betis are going to get hammered here by Barcelona. Maybe an under 2.5 goals. Again, I think Betis can keep the ball well.
Interesting thoughts from the boys when it comes to the big game of the weekend. That is Betis versus Barcelona. Barcelona short price favourites at minus 125. It is 12:30 Eastern on Sunday. Second picks to come from everyone when it comes to the challenge between Daniele and Rory. Steve, of course, goes first as our senior handicapper and mainstay of the show. We're back to the Bundesliga. Steve, for Darmstadt against Eintracht Frankfurt. This is Saturday morning, Eastern at 9:30. Darmstadt have been pretty awful, as we know. They're plus 300, 3-1 shots to win at home. Eintracht Frankfurt, I think, are starting to become sneaky good here, more than sneaky, after a really good win against Leipzig last weekend. What's your take? What's the play?
The bet, this was going to be the hot dog, because for a lot of the week it was, well, we actually have some regulations with the hot dog. It has got to be plus 180 minimum now. But I'm taking Frankfurt on a minus one Asian handicap at plus 170. So I thought I might as well just stick with it. Wow. I could have just taken them straight on the nose here, around even money, but why not? You know, let's go for a big shot, because you just described Darmstadt as awful there, Dan. And you're right, they are. But I think they're the worst team in the Bundesliga. They, you know, everyone expected it this season. They're the worst team for expected goals. They conceded the most goals, got the worst home record. I mean, there's nothing really good to say about them. They just offer nothing going forward. I think there's a very good chance that Frankfurt might win the match to nil. And I actually want to give someone a shout out here, who's a regular watcher of the show, someone called Russell Sibley, who sometimes messages me. And he said at the start of the week, I bet you're going to be looking at Frankfurt here, Steve. And he's absolutely right. He kind of actually got me on the track of this bet to start with. So thanks, Russell, and all for your support as well. But yeah, Frankfurt aside, they're sort of mid-range, really, this year. Like, on their day, they can beat anyone. They dug out a good result against Leipzig last week. Didn't really deserve it, but on the stats. But I suppose sometimes a team does deserve a win when they fight so hard defensively, you know, and show a good setup. I think they can definitely shut out Darmstadt here, which makes the minus one Asian always more appealing to me. If a team can win to nil, then there's a good chance that you can catch, if they score two goals, you have a 2-0 in play rather than 2-1. So let's have a shot here at plus 170. If they win by exactly one goal, we'll get a push. No harm done. I got to back Frankfurt to beat who I think at the minute the worst side in the Bundesliga, Dan.
Yeah, we've had that tactic before. And you talked about it last year, I know, with James. Just getting the favourite to win gets you your money back. And if they have a day, they have a performance, you get a big price cash rather than just playing them on the money line. And they are minus money at 115 just to win the game, plus 170, minus one on the Asian handicap. Shrewd play from Steve. Back to the challenge with Daniele and Rory. Daniele, you've gone for an interesting one here because Salernitana are a bottom of Serie A. But you are going with them against Genoa. Yeah, this is
it's a nice phrase for saying you don't like.
All I'm saying, how many games have they won? Two this season? Is it two?
Salernitana, I think they won two games and they got the worst defense in Serie A. Yeah. Yeah. Worst defense in Serie A. Only one clean sheet.
You're not talking. You've got to talk it up, not talk it down. Why do you?
No. I'm just laying you the facts. And the last two games have lost against Napoli and Juventus, but the injury crisis is over at Salernitana. They got a couple of new signings in the week, the likes of Zanoli, Basic for Napoli and Lazio. They're a very organized side. They get punished by individual mistakes. So basically, they're not good enough so far, or they haven't been good enough so far. But they are a scoring team, what Genoa are not. I mean, they only failed to score twice in the last 10 games, Salernitana. And they play the likes of Lazio, Milan, Bologna, Napoli, Atalanta, Juve. So always the top teams, and they always manage to score. So I mentioned the new signings. There is even an idea of signing Jerome Boateng up next. So obviously they got a plan there, of course. I mean, they signed Ribéry in the past, so why not going for Jerome Boateng? But yeah, it is a team that's going to change a lot in the next few weeks. But I feel the home factor is going to play an important role in their pursuit to salvation. Whereas Genoa, I know they are unbeaten in five games. They don't score many. That's the issue. In the last eight in all competition, only one has been over 2.5 goals. 0-0 against Torino. Well, they don't score because they don't shoot. They average 2.58 shots per game, which is the bottom figure in Serie A. Look, if Salernitana wins this one, I'm going to go for a Salernitana Asian handicap 0 plus 145. If they draw, you get your money back. If they win, probably they're going to win in an over 2.5 goals. It's unlikely they keep the goal to shut. But yeah, I do fancy the home side to finally get a win.
Interesting. On the Asian handicap as well, which again, just that little caveat, if it is a game that ends all square, you will get your money back, plus 145 on the money line, plus 250 if you want to be a little bolder. Rory, your second play, Rayo Vallecano against Las Palmas. Rayo minus 112, Las Palmas plus 340, draw plus 235. This is 8 a.m. on Saturday, so an early game on Saturday for US bettors. And we are betting against Rayo here. Talk us through your selection for your second pick of the show.
Yeah, I think those odds for Rayo and for Las Palmas are remarkable, given the way Las Palmas and Rayo are playing right now. I've gone Las Palmas to win or draw. That's at minus 113. That covers you pretty easily. I think if you want to go for Las Palmas to win outright or for a draw outright, depending on how you're feeling, maybe one, if you're watching this in play, get on that if you can see kind of the way the game's going, because Rayo are my adopted local team in Madrid, but I just don't have any faith in them right now. I mean, they've won win against Getafe recently enough, and as I said, that was kind of quite a weird game. I mean, Getafe got a couple of players sent off. It kind of descended into chaos, but Rayo have not won since the 22nd of October, apart from that game in La Liga, that is, against Las Palmas, who they beat at away from home, 92nd minute penalty. But it was a very tight game, and Las Palmas were very unlucky not to come away with something from that. That was before Las Palmas kind of really got into their stride and started scoring a few more goals. This is the second best defense in Spain that we're talking about in terms of Las Palmas. They scored three against Villarreal in their last La Liga match. They really put Villarreal to the sword. I mean, we've spoken about how chaotic they are. And I just think Rayo, who tend to open up at home a little bit more, are more likely to leave Las Palmas space to score one or two. And do I have faith in Rayo's strikers to respond to that? Absolutely not. Raúl de Tomás, Sergio Camello, and Falcao as well, none of them can put the ball in the back of the net right now. So yeah, I really think that this is going to be a Las Palmas result here, away from home, minus 113. It's tempted me in.
Minus 113, that's Las Palmas to win or the draw away at Rayo. Over and unders here, the underline at 2.5 goals is minus 175. Both of these teams, some of the most profitable unders teams in La Liga, but that's very, very short at minus 175. Same game parlay time, provided a profit last week. Brilliant picks from both Steve And from Daniele, I was commentating on the Lille game when Jonathan David scored. And I was fairly pleased about that one, given it was part of our same game parley, as Steve remarked in a text to me when the second goal went in. And it was about 89th minute, I think, Steve, wasn't it? Which I shouted with a bit more gusto than usual, as I did the tail Steve's play. It was interesting about the picks this week, and I didn't notice it last week. It might not have been last week, but this week, all of our picks, we've got a minus 115, a plus 108 and minus 107. And I just thought that same game parlay, surely these are the opportunities, and I know at the room in the challenge, but these are the opportunities to load up the different markets and get a massive price parlay. But all of our handicappers going relatively short this week, or very short, shorter than the normal plays. So Steve, talk us through this one, because you've got to be creative if you're playing buy-in in any game. This is one where you're playing across three markets. Go on.
See if we can try and get you on the buy-in game to commentate as well, Dan, because it was, I think, yeah, there was certainly some excitement.
Hang on, that's to come. Wait till Daniele's. Go on.
yes.
Do you know what? Same game parlay is kind of outside of my comfort zone a bit, on these shows anyway. So I was really pleased to actually cash one. I've gone with the buy-in game against Bremen. How do you make profit on a buy-in game when they're minus 1,100 to win? I'm combining three elements. Bayern, half-time, full-time. So we're winning at half-time and full-time. Over 2.5 match goals and Harry Kane to score at any time. 15 out of 16 Bayern games have ended over 2.5. That should naturally come in. Maybe even Bremen can contribute. 11 times out of 16 this season, they've been winning half-time, full-time. 6 times out of 8 at home. And Harry Kane has scored in all but 3 Bundesliga games this season. I mean, that's just straightforward explanation why I want the bet, minus 115, keep it simple. And that will do me, Dan. I think I've got a very good chance of hitting there. Werder Bremen are not very good. They've lost 23 of the last 24 against Bayern. That one draw came during COVID when they were actually a plus 2.5 dog. But I think they could get a bit of a big beat in here.
Yeah, interesting one. Three same game parlay, three elements to it. That is 9:30 on Sunday, 6:30 Sunday. This is the game I'll be calling for TV in the UK. This is Cagliari. Who are playing Frosinone, Daniele?
This is a difficult thrill, Dan.
Listen, I'm grateful for all the work I can get. this is an interesting because it's sort of one that I can't really shout for unless there's some sort of late saves and it's in the balance.
But Daniele, Dan Robbo classic. He's a classic for all Italian fans in the UK. You know, on the Sunday, go for a run, have a piece of lasagna, and then it's Dan Robbo on a 12:30 or a 2 p.m. game commentating normally a clash of mid-table. But, you know, I follow fondly every game.
Thank you very much, Daniel. Talk us through your play.
And I like. But, yes, I think Cagliari are not going to lose away at Frosinone in Lazio. It's going to be an under 3.5 goals, which is plus 108. Now, Frosinone lost 7 of the last 8 in Serie A. They're starting conceding a lot of goals, 15 goals conceded in the last 4 matches, although they played against some top opposition. Second worst best defense. Everyone is thinking, are those 19 points enough? They've done so well in the first part of the season, but lately, due to their expansive football, maybe due to the fact that the opposition have started to read them out, they concede too many goals. They can't get saved by outscoring by 3 or 4 every opposition. They need to start keeping tight. No secret, they've already started strengthening the defense, the signing of Zortea, Bonifazi from Bologna. Maybe they will add a little bit more of experience. Cagliari, I know that away from home, they are awful. Second from bottom, worst attack with Torino. And all the last 3 away games have been under 2.5 goals. Last week, they won luckily against Bologna because it was an own goal from Calafiori that gave them the win. And they are missing the three top scorers, Lapadula, Luvumbo and Orissano. But I think they are a more experienced side with a manager, Ranieri, that knows how to stop opposition with creative players. Last week in the second half against Bologna, changed the formation, switched to a back three, stopped Orsolini from doing the damages. And, you know, 5 of the last 6 Frosinone games have been defeats with both teams scoring. So I think it could be a marginal win for Cagliari or a draw. I don't think they're gonna lose. The better experience will prevail.
So Cagliari or the draw, tie and under 3.5 goals at plus 108 is the same game parlay for Daniele. And one from Rory in La Liga. And we've gone with the champions here. This is 10:15
on Sunday. So are they the champions, or have I got that wrong? Who were the champions last year? Barcelona.
Let me Barcelona, Dan.
Yeah,
Barcelona.
Sorry. Yeah, I'll put my La Liga knowledge in a big box.
That's why they give you La Liga game.
That's very true. That's very true. The champions elect, maybe. Okay. Rory, Madrid against Almeria.
No, Dan. Real Sociedad. No, I'm kidding. Chris on Twitter.
I was about to mention them, but go on. Go on.
I've steered well clear of Real Sociedad.
We're going to get your Sociedad play. We're going to force you into it. But Real Madrid, Almeria.
Real Madrid, Almeria. This is pretty simple. I mean, top of the league, Real Madrid have the best defense in La Liga. 11 goals conceded all season. I think that's slightly generous to them. But to be honest, you look at this Almeria team, there's not a lot of threat coming against Real Madrid here. Luis Suarez is kind of coming back, the Colombian, not the Uruguayan. And they've got Sergio Arribas, ex-Madrid player. He's pretty decent in Barba. They have a couple of talented attackers, Almeria, but they're just not a good team. They've scored 19 goals all season. And they did score against Atleti. They did score against Barca. But we know that Barca and Atleti's defences aren't very good, whereas Real Madrid's defence is pretty good. They'll be coming off the back of a couple of intense weeks, Madrid. They've played two Madrid derbies by this point. They've also played Barcelona, obviously. But I just don't see a way in which Almeria kind of come out of this and really go after Real Madrid. So I've gone Real Madrid to win 2-0. That's at -107. It will appear as Almeria under 0.5 goals on your app, if it does it for me. But yeah, I think this is pretty straightforward, it has to be said. And yeah, really, it bothers me on some level that there are fans that will be paying hundreds of euros to watch this Almeria side play.
-107 away at Real Madrid. Real Madrid to win 2-0. Because we had a request, we didn't really have a request on Twitter, but it was shouted out that potentially Real Sociedad might be covered. They're away at Celta Vigo. You've steered clear of it, Rory. I mean, Celta Vigo have found a bit of form, haven't they, recently?
Yeah, I mean, I think the request was to steer clear of it. It was to stay away from Real Sociedad, given how they've done us over in recent weeks. And I'm not going to lie, I wrote down Real Sociedad plus over 1.5 at +200. And then I had a moment to myself and I rethought it and thought, why am I inflicting this kind of pain on myself? So I avoided it, Dan.
I think he's nailed on this week. We've left it out of the show, so it'll probably win. Celta are plus 225. I don't think it's the worst bet.
That's got under goals for me, Dan. Yeah, Celta with so many chances. It's like 1-0.
-175 on the...
Real Sociedad, Dan. 1-0.
You'd have to get creative with the goal lines there. Now then, when it comes to the challenge, Steve, did you get it right last week? Did you say Daniele was going to win, or did you say RJ?
I think I did say Daniele.
You did.
Yeah, well, Daniele's in form. Daniele's got a dog at +180, the two-unit play at +115. Rory's got the dog at +260. That could win it for Rory. Who's winning?
I'm going to stick with Daniele, but I've got to say, I think the boys have really conveyed some excellent points across. This is a top quality show, Dan, and I think there's so many sort of potential big hits from both or all three of us that winners could come from anywhere, really. But Daniele has been pretty hot. I mean, two of the last three that he's been on, he's been really red hot. So Rory's gonna have to get a big one here to beat him.
The dog could be the key this week. We shall see over the course of the weekend. Steve, Daniele, Rory, thanks for your company. Good luck to all. We'll keep everyone updated via our Twitter feeds. That is a wrap for Betting Weekly Extra Time European Show. I'll be back alongside Steve next week, as will one of Daniele or Rory. He'll be up against James Easton, our French football expert. And our man, Steve, is he still out in Côte d'Ivoire? He's been there for us.
Yeah,
is he still there?
We might allow him to have some African nations picks. I don't know.
That's a good point. I don't know how long he's staying there, but he will be the man in the hot seat against one of Rory Daniele next week. Make sure you stay across all of our BetRivers content as well. Australian Open going on, and obviously Nigel and Sean doing the honors when it comes to the action in Melbourne. Our Twitter handle, of course, is @BecauseWeWin. From all of us for now, though, it is goodbye. We will see you next week.